This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, folks, and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury, and I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong.
If you tuned in earlier today at 10 o'clock, we were telling you what we were going to be talking about today at noon, and we are talking effectively about money and salaries in particular. It's been a tough year and a half, almost 2 years for a lot of people. A lot of people seeing deferments. They're seeing holds on their wage increases. What we want to talk about, though, is the opposite of that. Are you expecting a salary increase in 2022? Why or why not? The polls, as per usual, are over on Twitter at BFM Radio. And if you want to talk a little bit more about it, 018-789-8899. Now, we're talking about this because according to the latest salary trends report by ECA International, Southeast Asian nations will be amongst those countries expected to see the fastest rate of salary increase in 2022 versus 2021, including Malaysia. So this region is expected to lead the way in terms of salary increases, with a predicted average real increase of 1.9% across the region. This is higher than any other region, with the global real salary increase forecasted to be just 0.9% on average. Although some regions, such as the Americas and Africa and the Middle East, have a higher nominal increase forecasted, the APAC region is predicted to have much lower levels of inflation in 2022. This means that once inflation is taken into account, workers in APAC will see a much higher real salary increase than anywhere else in the world.
Mm-hmm. And notably outside of Asia, the outlook looks set to be much more mixed, as the average salary increase globally is predicted to be 4.6%. However, when factoring in the higher levels of inflation elsewhere in the world, then the real salary increase worldwide will be just 0.9%.
Mm-hmm.
And now, despite many Asian nations expecting to see improved consumer buying power with real salary increases both this year and next, the same, unfortunately, cannot be said for every country, as supply chain issues and rising gas prices have fueled inflation while the effects of the pandemic continue to take their toll on salary increases for many. So Argentina, for example, is at the bottom of the rankings with a forecast real salary decrease of 10% in 2022, despite the fact that inflation is predicted to have halve to 25% from 51.4% this year.
So looking a little closer to home then, it seems slightly more positive. Workers in Singapore will see a higher increase to their salaries in 2022 with an expected average salary increase of 3.5% after factoring inflation, which looks set to remain around the same levels as this year at 1.5%. Employees in Singapore will see a real salary increase of 2% on average, up from 1.2% this year. Workers over in China are predicted to see the second biggest salary increase in the region next year in terms of in real terms at 4%, only surpassed by Vietnam.
And workers in Hong Kong will see their salaries increase at a faster rate in 2022 than in 2021. Although not as fast as many other Asian nations, salaries are set to rise by 3.2% on average in 2022. And this means that workers in Hong Kong will be left seeing a real salary increase of 1.1%, almost double the real salary increase of 0.6% that was seen this year. And Taiwan also saw a slight jump in the forecasted average salary increase, up 3.5% in 2022 compared to 3.2% this year. And in real terms, an increase of 2% compared to 1.6% this year.
Right. Here in Malaysia then, workers are in the top 10 for forecasted salary increases, with the projected 2022 forecast real salary increase at 2.8% in comparison to the 2021 real salary increase of 1.5%. For more insights into 2022 salaries in the APAC region, we'll be speaking with Lee Quain, Regional Director for Asia at ECA International, just after the break. Now, folks, we are asking you that question. Are you expecting a salary increase in 2022? Why or why not? Let us know. We've had a bunch of votes already over on Twitter. We'd like your contribution too. Let's see what these numbers are like. And if you want to talk to us a little bit more about your expectations, WhatsApp is the way to go. 018-789-8899. A short break with some music from Delta Spirit in California. Keep it locked on to BFM 89.9.
Billions from me. BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Enterprise BizBytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong.
Are you expecting a salary increase in 2022? Why or why not? That's something we're discussing here in the studio. We're talking about this because according to the latest salary trends report by ECA International, Southeast Asian nations will be amongst those countries expected to see the fastest rate of salary increase in 2022 versus 2021, including Malaysia. Looking over at the polls happening over on Twitter right now, so far, 41.8% of you are saying yes, 37.6% saying no, and around 10% each are I'm self-employed or unemployed. Mm-hmm. We do have a couple of tweets, so Chris, do you want to pick those up?
Yes, so we've got a tweet here from my sire who says a minimum could be given at least, which fair enough. And we've also got, let's see here, Navin who says, we had a freeze of increment and bonuses in 2021. So yes, definitely hoping for something bigger in 2022. Zion Abrams says, I think the concern is whether employed or self-employed companies continue to grow to provide.
Okay, folks, if you want to contribute, you know how to do it. Get us over at BFM Radio over on Twitter. And of course, WhatsApp is 018-789-8899. Now, just before the break, we told you we've got somebody to speak with. And for more insights, of course, we've got Lee Quain, the Regional Director for Asia at ECA International. He's on the phone with us. Now, they're an employee management solutions company. So let's ask, first of all, Lee, why is the APAC region in a much better position than the rest of the world for a real salary increase?
So firstly, I think it's important to define what a real salary increase is. So generally speaking, when companies award salary increases, what they do is they award what we call a nominal salary increase. So let's say, for example, if an employee presently earns 3,000 ringgit per month and the company says to the employee that they will receive a salary increase of 5%, that means that that person's salary will rise by 150 ringgit to 3,150 ringgit. However, obviously, there is what we call inflation. Prices go up or prices may go down. And so once we take into consideration the impact of inflation, then we have what is essentially a real salary increase. So going back to our example where a person may receive a 5% salary increase, but if at the same time inflation is 2%, then that essentially means that the person's real salary increase, which is the nominal rate of increase minus the rate of inflation, is 3%. So basically, when we're looking at the real salary increases that our survey has shown, obviously, on the one hand, nominal rates of increase in the Asia Pacific region in 2021 have been relatively high relative to locations such as North America and Western Europe. So throughout the region, we're expecting to see a median rate of increase of 4% in 2020. And that's likely to grow to 5% in 2021. However, there are regions which will have a higher rate of nominal growth in salary in 2020. So, for example, Africa, we will see on average salaries increase at a nominal rate of 4.5%. However, because inflation rates are typically high in Africa, that means that in real terms, salaries will increase at a slower rate in comparison to what they will do in Asia, where we seem to have inflation under more control with lower rates of inflation. So in spite of the fact that nominal rates of salary increase in Asia are not as high as we see in locations such as Africa, because of lower rates of inflation, real salaries will grow at the fastest rates here in the region in comparison to everywhere else around the world.
Okay, interesting. Now, Lee, is this projected salary increase enough to offset the major economic loss of the pandemic, at least in this region, and why or why not?
I think it's really dependent on an individual employee or case-by-case basis. So we know that the pandemic obviously had a significant impact on people's incomes in several ways. Firstly, several people lost their jobs. Secondly, others who were lucky enough to retain their jobs, they may have experienced a lack of growth in salary. So they may have experienced a salary freeze, or in some cases, they may have actually seen a reduction in their salary, where their employers may have retained them, but asked them to work a lower number of hours and get paid less to do so. So obviously, in these cases, the pandemic has had an impact on people's incomes, either through the fact of a loss of income completely through unemployment, a stagnation in income in the fact that salaries were frozen, or even a reduced income in the context of employees who were retained by their employers but asked to work fewer hours. So what we've seen in the course of last year is a recovery, and we've seen companies rehire their employees once again. We've seen employment opportunities open up to people, and we've seen companies return their employees back onto full-time work arrangements. So in these cases, obviously, employees may have come back onto a same salary or onto a higher salary. And those who are lucky enough to have come back onto a higher salary, then relative to 2019, for example, their salaries will be higher. But whether or not that the increase in salary is made up for any lost earnings during the pandemic, obviously, will depend on an individual basis. Those who were fortunate enough to remain in their jobs, who were fortunate enough to remain in full-time occupation, and those who still received salary increases in 2020 during the period of time when the pandemic had the biggest impact, for those people who retained their jobs and even experienced a salary increase, for those who this year will continue to receive a salary increase as well, those will be largely unaffected, and they will be in a much better position now in comparison to where they were in 2019. But the number of people whom that will apply to, so those who retain their jobs and whose salaries continue to grow during the pandemic, are in a relative minority for most people in the region.
Great. Thanks for that, Lee. We're going to have to take a short break here, but we are speaking to you folks. Are you expecting a salary increase in 2022? Why or why not? Do let us know. Lee, can you stay on the line with us for a few minutes, please? We need to take a short break. Charles Bradley up next with Ain't It a Sin here on BFM 89.9. If you want to let us know what your votes are, get us over on Twitter. We're at BFM Radio. The options that you have are yes, no, I'm self-employed, or I'm unemployed. Take part in that poll. We'll be right back.
Boyish 40-something millionaires. BFM 89.9.
And we're back with you here on Enterprise, BFM Enterprise Biz Bites. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Christine Wong.
We are talking to you about salaries and whether or not you're expecting a salary increase in 2022. We'll give you an update on the polls a little bit later on in the show. And we're talking about this because, according to the latest salary trends report by ECA International, Southeast Asian nations will be amongst those countries expected to see the fastest rate of salary increases in 2022 versus 2021. Apparently, this includes Malaysia. We've been speaking with Lee Quain. He's the Regional Director for Asia at ECA International. They're an employee management solutions company. Christine, do you want to pick up with Lee?
Yes, I do. So, Lee, thank you very much for staying in line with us. Now, do you have any insight into how this projected salary increase compares to the APAC region's cost of living?
So, referring back to my answer to the first question, obviously, as mentioned, inflation has an impact. So when we're looking at real salary increases refer to the impact of a nominal rate of increase after inflation and cost of living changes have been taken into consideration. So throughout the region, we are seeing relatively high rates of nominal salary growth in 2021 in comparison to 2020. So in most countries in the APAC region, salaries are increasing in 2021 at a faster rate in comparison to 2020 in nominal terms. But the better news is that in most locations as well, those nominal rates of increase are outpacing rates of inflation. So again, using an example, if the nominal rate of salary increase is 5%, but inflation is 3%, then that means that in net terms, a person's purchasing power is 2% better off than it was in the previous year. And this is what we're seeing throughout the region, where nominal rates of increase are higher than rates of inflation. And so employee salaries will be keeping pace with and will actually be better in terms of purchasing power in 2021 and 2022 in comparison to 2020.
Great. Thanks for that, Lee. Now, what have been the consequences of the long-term wage stagnation caused by the pandemic for employers?
So the impact on employers will probably vary from industry to industry, because there are certain industries where wages have not stagnated during the pandemic. Examples of this will be, for example, the technology sector, where obviously on account of the pandemic, there's been an increase in demand for products in the technology sector. There's been an increase in the demand for services in the technology sector. So this sector has continued to add to its payrolls in terms of the number of people, and it's attracting staff by paying higher salaries in 2021 in comparison to 2020 and before that as well. So not every industry will have seen a pay stagnation. But for those industries that have, obviously there are consequences of this. The major consequence here is the impact of talent attraction or retention. So if employees are in certain roles, which are transferable across industries, so for example, roles such as perhaps salesperson, accountant, HR manager, and so on and so forth. These are roles that a person can do in any particular industry. They could do it in the aviation sector, consumer goods, manufacturing, and so on and so forth. So if companies in these industries have frozen their salaries, employees may well see that they can take their skills, they can go and work for employers in other industries who are offering pay rises or other benefits that they can't receive in their current employer. That's likely to obviously impede these employers in terms of their ability to retain their talent. So one of the issues associated with this stagnation is companies that have experienced this stagnation, their ability to either attract or retain talent, and also their ability to compete with other employers in the workforce.
Okay, so on that note, right, how can employers prepare to adjust to that projected salary increase?
Well, in terms of employers' ability to prepare, most companies will obviously budget salary reviews a year ahead. So when we do our salary trend survey, what we often do is we ask companies for information regarding the salaries that they've, or rather the rate of salary increase that they've provided to staff in the present year, and their forecast rate of salary increase in the following year. So using our recent salary survey as an example, we undertook that earlier in 2021. We did it in August, where we asked companies to report on the rate of salary growth that they had provided to their staff during 2021 and also their forecast for 2022. So many companies are already starting their forecasts. They've either forecast them themselves or they're making reference to data such as ours to see what the general market is expected to provide as part of their salary increase next year, to see if they can match that rate of growth in salaries in order to attract and retain staff. So when they're doing this, they're obviously budgeting this and they're also looking at this in comparison to their revenue to see whether or not they can afford it. And if companies feel that they obviously need to find budget in order to be able to pay staff a higher rate of salary in 2022, what they obviously need to do is look to see, well, number one, can they increase revenue in order to make up that additional cost that they will have? If they can't increase revenue, are there any other sources that they can get this extra budget from? So, for example, reducing expenditure on things such as rent, reducing expenditure on things such as capital or machinery, or delaying investment in other things instead. So it will be up to companies to really determine, number one, can they meet these higher labor costs through increases in revenue? If not, can they allocate revenue, or rather, can they allocate money from other expenses in order to meet their higher labor costs?
Okay. Final question then, Lee, before we let you go. What are the governments in the APAC region doing to facilitate this projected salary increase?
In some cases, governments have an active role, or they play an active role in facilitating salary growth. How they do this is by setting and adjusting minimum wages. So many countries throughout the region have a minimum wage, which may be an hourly minimum wage, a daily minimum wage, or a monthly minimum wage. So governments play a role in setting wage growth in terms of how they adjust that minimum wage. So, for example, if a government decides in 2022 to raise its minimum wage by 2% or 3%, then that will have an impact on employers, because certain employers will pay the minimum wage, or rather the government minimum wage, to their employees. So they'll have to increase minimum wages that they pay to their employees. And that has a knock-on effect throughout the workforce, because the colleagues of people who receive a minimum wage, if they see that people who receive the minimum wage are receiving a salary increase, then they too will also request a salary increase as well. So governments play a role to a certain extent in terms of the extent to which they set and review their minimum wages. Another way is ways in which they can offer organisation support as part of wage packages. So, for example, can governments offer support for companies who increase wages through wage subsidies, through tax breaks, in the event that companies are able to increase pay? But ultimately, the decision in terms of whether or not to increase or adjust worker salary really lies with the company. So governments can influence rates of pay through the methods that I've just mentioned. But ultimately, the organization, or I suppose the stakeholder that has the greatest say in terms of the extent to which employees' salaries will increase, will be the companies themselves. And that will be influenced by factors such as affordability, as well as the supply and demand for the talent that they need.
Great. Thank you so much for that, Lee. We're pretty much done here on the show for all of that. But, you know, Lee, thank you very much for contributing to today's show. It was Lee Quayne, of course, the Regional Director for Asia at ECA International. They are an employee management solutions company. Really, really interesting stuff. But, of course, before we wrap up, we want to take a look about look at what you guys have been talking about, or what you guys have been suggesting and wanting, of course, in the poll. So the question, obviously, is, are you expecting a salary increase in 2022? Why or why not? It's fairly equal with yes and no, actually. 41.5% of you saying yes, 38.5% of you saying no. And again, equal division between I'm self-employed and unemployed, around about 10% there. And right on the nose with 200 votes for all of you taking part. Thanks for all of your tweets. Thanks for all of your WhatsApp messages. We're going to wrap up today's show. But of course, if you did miss any part of this show, please download the podcast wherever you'd normally listen to it from. I recommend the BFM app. It's available in the Apple App Store or Google Play. But don't go anywhere. Coming up after the 1 o'clock news, we have the Breakfast Grill replay. And today's interview was with, I have to scroll all the way down to the bottom. Where is it? Today's interview. So today's interview was with Datuk Wu Thin Choi, the executive director of BTM Resources. With over two decades of experience in logging, sawmill operations, BTM Resources Berhad is looking to venture into renewable energy to diversify its income stream and provide for sustainable revenue and income for the company. That was on the Breakfast Grill this morning. Me and Chris will be back tomorrow. Chris, do you want to say any final thoughts?
Final thoughts is I also hope for a salary increase in 2022.
I think we do indeed, yes. Time for us to wrap up and disappear. We're going to be ushered out, though, of course, by Pink Floyd and Money here on Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.